Absolutely not. I never want to get him back up today after we walk on the field feeling like that.
Can you ever remember 7-6? I mean, you've been in a game like that in your life.
I haven't had a game like that since 06 when I played with the Royals. I was just never been a part of a football game like that. But like I said, as long as we're on the good end of it, it's all that matters.
Is your hand okay?
Yeah. Yeah, just got a helmet. Happened in the first quarter. I'm good.
How hard was it to throw or connect on throws?
You know, it was tough, especially, you know, the quick stuff. I mean, they did a pretty good job of keeping the balls somewhat dry. You know, it's just, there's a couple. The one to Ben, I didn't have a chance. I mean, I basically should have just shot put it out there early in the game, and then a couple, you know, I threw a hitch, it slipped. I mean, it was challenging. It was very challenging. The ball was definitely wet, but, you know, like I said, we made plays when we needed to, and, you know, obviously the numbers are not pretty, but I could 1,000,000% care less. I could, you know, who cares?
You're talking about the one deep down the left side?
Yeah, the early when he had the guy beat.
Yeah, right, but you say he didn't have a chance. I mean, what happened? What exactly did the ball do? What were you trying to do with the ball, and what did the ball do as you were trying to get it to him?
Well, it was raining outside, and it was really, really wet, and so was the football, and, you know, just didn't have a good grip on it. We had used that ball three plays in a row, and I think the ball had been rolling around the ground a little bit, and you know, we're all wet, so I think the ball, they didn't switch out balls, and which is fine, but, I mean, I basically just palm ball. I mean, I feel like I threw a changeup out there.
Brandon, when did you get the sense that Trent is going to have a game like he did today?
In the locker room before we even went out. You know, he had a totally different mindset this week than he did last week. I think he felt comfortable. He had a great week of practice. You know, I don't know if he's 100%, but he played like it. He played his tail off, and you know, he was a spark that we needed. I mean, he ran the ball well. Montero came in, did some good things. We were able to have, I think, 134 or some odd yards rushing on the ground. We were able to run on a very good run defense. And, you know, I was happy to see Trent come back and have the game he had. I told him, he probably got sick of me telling him, but I told him four or five times, man, I'm happy for you, man. I'm proud of you, and you played your tail off.
When you say before the game, did he say something? Did somebody say something? Or what was said in there to make you say before the game?
You can just tell his demeanor was really good. I mean, he was upbeat. He was excited. He was, you know, talking, which Trent didn't talk a whole lot. He was talking to his offensive line, getting everybody ready to go. You know, you could just tell he was ready to play. You know, he had a little extra fire, and he played like it.
He scored on that first drive. And then when did you become aware that maybe 7 was going to be enough to win the game?
Not till I took that last knee, honestly, until our defense made a stop. I mean, our defense, let's not kid anybody here, our defense won us that football game. I mean, we, you know, field position was a struggle, obviously. The weather was a struggle. But, you know, games like that, when those conditions, to have our defense play like they did, I mean, they won the football game for us. I mean, if I had a game ball, I'd give it to those guys. They played their tails off and made play after play after play against a really good offense.
And how vital was that completion on the swing pass to Trent to get you guys out of the end zone when you were backed up?
It was big. You know, we had about four plays called on the sideline. We were kind of going back and forth, and when we went with that one. We ran it earlier in the in the day, and Greg caught a first down on it. So we kind of liked the way they matched up and they played it. So we knew we'd have a shot either the corner route or the underneath route. And happened, they all dropped out of there, and I knew Trent could, if I threw it to him, he could get at least off the goal line, get out there closer to the first down. So it was a big play. One of the biggest plays of the game, probably. You know, I would say just to eat so much time off the clock and keep that drive going, get off the, you know, field position, everything else.
Did you have a helmet malfunction there?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure what happened. It was either battery or it came loose. I got hit in the head once. I think it may have jarred loose. But, yeah, I couldn't hear anything. I called one play on my own in the huddle, and I was just waiting to get chewed out by Pat.
Play work out.
I think he got 3, 4, 5 yards. Worked. I should call plays all the time, huh?
Touchdown to with Trent Richardson. Was that something that you? Was there anything that you saw that you thought might work on that play, or was it just a run play that worked out?
Just a run play that worked out. The five guys up front, including the tight ends, you know, they found a hole. I mean, if I'm doing my job, I don't get minuses if I carry out my fake. But sometimes it's hard when I hand the ball to him. You can just tell he's like, okay, he's hitting the hole. And That one felt different, you know, the way he took the football from him. And you know, he made the first guy miss and got in the secondary. You know, he gets in the space like that. It's a good deal. But that's the five guys up front. I mean, Trent will tell you the same thing.
How conscious were you not to not make a big turnover? when you lose that kind
of. Yeah, I mean, those games like that, I mean, you can't be crazy. I mean, you got to be smart with the football. And, you know, if it's not absolutely just 100% wide open, either check it down or throw it away. And you know, games like that, I've never played in a game in conditions and situations where it's 7-6 and, you know, you got to take care of the football, you move, do some things, chew up some clock. But I'm just, you know, I wasn't going to do anything on my end to cost us a chance. I can promise you that. I told myself on the side, I was like, listen, just don't be a moron. Don't screw this thing up. We got a chance to win it.